a resolution amending the fee request for alcohol pouring permits and solicitor permits.
Thank you, Warren.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor, Pro Tem. What this is a pass along. The GCIC has increased their fees to local governments for processing fingerprint checks for permits. So they've increased their costs by about $20, and we're recommending going ahead and increasing our fees to be able to cover that increase from GCIC. These are existing permits that require fingerprint checks, and what we're trying to do is very simply is just pass along the increases we've received very recently from GCIC.
Any questions for Warren?
Warren, can you address the question that was brought up during public comment about the need to have fingerprints and a GCIC check as part of this process? And I'll say, I've lived in Atlanta most of my life. At one point in the 1970s, I was a bartender, and I had to go down and get fingerprinted in order to tend bar. And it struck me at the time as being a boondoggle, right? I mean, this was a machine that people were, there was a long line of people waiting to pay just so we could work. And it never occurred to me that it served a very useful purpose. So I'm wondering if it really does serve a useful purpose.
I'll probably defer on that question to either the city attorney or if Deputy Chief Sides wants to try and take this one. So I'd like to come up and talk about this since the police department handles this.
There's two parts to it, really. One is, do you want certain people working and serving alcohol in bars and restaurants? And I think the city has decided by passing an ordinance that they want to restrict. Sorry, it's a shortage issue on my part. I think, can you hear me now?
Real close.
I think there's two parts to it. I think council has decided in the past ordinances that some people have to have permits in order to do certain things, and they must meet certain criteria. And by meeting that criteria, the best way the city can do that is by having a fingerprint check. The checks that we perform originally cost the city $19.95. The state is now challenged to run that up to 40 cents each.
$40
each, and we're just trying to pass that cost on.
How often do you get a negative, or what do you do with the information? I mean, is this truly useful, or is this simply a carryover? Just help me with a sense. I don't want to inhibit you all. If this really is useful stuff, and you keep bad people from serving alcohol by doing it this way, or whatever, that's fine. I do note that a bartender can be in the other side of the PCID and not require a fingerprint to serve alcohol. But if they go over to our side, then in order to have a job that pays a similar wage, they now have to wait a couple of weeks, or, you know, they have to go, they get fingerprinted, it costs more, there's administrative overhead. Is it worth it?
I can't speak to whether the cost of operating a business is worth it. I look at it from the perspective of what is it that the city council wants to do in controlling alcohol service within the city? And to what level of assurance does council want to provide themselves and the citizenry that those people whom they say can work within the city are of a certain check and quality? And that's really that. I can't speak to what DeKalb County does or doesn't.
If I may, I'm not sure. When you refer to the other side of the PCID, do you mean in DeKalb County or Sandy Springs?
No, Fulton, it's Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs does require certain criteria for a pouring permit. Does that criteria requires that they not have certain offenses they have committed in the past? And in order to find that out, one must do a GCIC check.
Okay.
In order to do a GCIC check, one must submit fingerprints. So they do require, in fact, our pouring permit provision is 80% identical to Sandy Springs.
Okay.
Just a question here. Now, are we talking about if I've got Joe's Bar and Grill, are we talking about everybody that works in there, or are we just talking about Joe, the guy who's Joe that owns the place?
According to our ordinance, it's only for a manager.
Oh.
Or a supervisor.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay.
I feel better.
I
think that's weird doing this for everybody. I thought, I Yeah, we went through this sometime.
Yeah, but I thought we had to.
I think that's in line with what we agreed to in our meeting back in late October, November, when we were talking about pouring licenses. It's up to the proprietor to get licenses for the actual pours in there, and they're responsible for that, and doing the background checks on them. So I think that's consistent with it. To the extent that we've got additional costs for just the proprietors, I think that's what we're talking about here, the owners in the bar. We're talking about $60. Most of these people have already been issued cards. I'd like to suggest that we not have to go back and re-fingerprint these people and do the process again, because they've already been issued. And I think that's the spirit of what we agreed to when we were developing this with the citizens and the owners of the bars. I think in future, if we want to require it, but I think the existing bar owners, establishment owners, should be grandfathered into having no fingerprinting, because they've already been checked. I think that was the spirit of what we talked about.
I think we're talking about renewals, right? From here on out, we're not going back retroactively and doing it, correct?
Well, those will have a pouring permit when that...
What's the frequency? I mean, how long does this last?
It's a yearly permit.
Yearly permit.
But also, if you look at it this way, the alcohol permit given to Joe's Bar and Grill is given to the owner. He may also be a manager. And in that case, we already have fingerprints on file. We don't have to re-fingerprint. We have the same thing check. But if he's a manager there who's not the owner, he hadn't been fingerprinted.
Yeah, got it. Okay, cool.
I think that's kind of that's a safeguard. Yeah, I can live with it. Yeah. I've got a question here, and Deputy Chief Sides, you might be the one to answer this. You know, the pouring permit is one thing we kind of know about over there, and everybody that runs various things. But the solicitors, it seems to me like the solicitors, they're a little bit harder to single out, a little bit harder to find, a little bit harder to follow. I'm wondering if their permit should be more expensive because of things that we have to do. I mean, these aren't people that we know. They come in, they go, they come, they go. I'm just wondering if there is added expense that would justify us to, you know, raise the solicitor's permit to, say, $80.
Solicitors, I think, once again, you have to look at what the intent is. The intent is to provide assurance that people who are soliciting are of a certain character and don't have a criminal history involved. And I think that the mere fact that you require the solicitors to go through this process will, in effect, provide some level of protection. We are able to enforce the ordinance for those who are non-compliant. But I don't think that we would want to get to the point of being so restricted by fees that we're actually telling people that we don't want them to do an otherwise legitimate function. I don't see that as any different than saying that we don't want to charge somebody to do a legitimate function that was discussed a few minutes ago, that we're now saying we're going to charge the fees higher to prevent a legitimate function. I think we're
going to
get a real
problem. Okay, my point being this. I doubt seriously that there'll be too many calls about the manager of Joe's Bar and Grill. But I got a hunch that there will be calls about there's somebody knocking on my door, and that requires a police response.
Yes, girls.
And added administrative costs. And so that's my point.
I think the response to that is different. If we have someone who's been violating the ordinance and recycling, they're going to be fined or jailed, depending upon totally totality of circumstances. If, by the same token, we have a call and it is a permitted solicitor in a neighborhood, they have met their requirements and they're doing a legitimate business function. We've met the criteria in 2 points. One, we know who they are. We've also had the police officer out there to verify that they're having a neighborhood, having the person who's in their neighborhood, the police were too.
Okay, but did you agree that it's probably more time-consuming for our police officers to police the solicitors over the police to folks that are pouring the managers and restaurants and bars?
Managers and restaurants, yes.
Any other questions? Okay, entertain a motion.
I'll move we adopt the resolution.
It has been made and seconded that we adopt the resolution as written, that we increase the permit fees for pouring permits from solicitors from $40 to $60. Any discussion? I would just say that I was thinking about increasing the solicitor's permit to maybe $80 just because I thought it was more of a burden on our post. But that's just my discussion on the whole thing. Okay, any more discussion?
So, let me see if I understand. We're talking about $20 to $40 per establishment. What the annual cost is.
$20 increase for...
But if you had a manager and an owner, you had that too.
Correct.
So it would be $20 to $40. I don't think that's going to break the establishment.
I'll make that one from 30 seconds. Okay. Any more discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion as written, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay? The ayes have it, 6-9.